Have you ever asked yourself, what is God's will for my life? You know, there have been many times over the years, whether after a church service or at a speaking engagement or being somewhere, that someone's asked me, how do you know God's will for your life? And that's a question that I want to know too. I remember when I was about 18 years of age, I had recommitted my life to Jesus Christ, surrendered my heart to Him, and I basically just wanted to do whatever it is that He wanted me to do with my life. And so I began to read my Bible and seek the Lord, and I came across this verse, and it really became a life verse for me, found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And here's what it says: seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. It's there in Matthew chapter 6 that Jesus said to His disciples, if you want to, in essence, know what my will is for your life, you're going to find it when you seek me. And that really became something that I began to live by. And there'd be friends that would come to me, and even well-meaning relatives that were asking, what's your five-year plan? What do you want to do in the future, John? What is this going to happen? And how's that going to happen? And my response would always be, well, I don't necessarily have a five-year plan, but I've got today's plan. And it's this: seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And you know something? I found that over the last 22 years of walking with Jesus and serving Jesus, that living by that verse has been such a blessing. And even at the present time, I continue to seek Jesus, not second, not last, not when it's convenient, but I want to seek Him first. And I find that if I'm seeking Him first, that He will reveal to me His will. And here's the great thing to understand. God wants you to know His will even more than you want to discover it. And so as you seek Him, you'll find Him when you search for Him with all your heart. Well, I will walk by faith, even when I cannot see.